Hi, this is Tina.
Hey, Tina, how you doing?
Good. Boy, we had a hard time getting a hold of each other, huh?
Yes, ma'am. That's why I was just telling my son.
My goodness gracious.
It looks like I'm going to have to unplug the TV because they got every TV on in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No problem. So
Tina,
what can
you
I do for you?
Is you going to cut the TV down? Okay, thank you. Yeah, mister, get your butt down. I know you say I owe the outstanding debt. You know, I think you guys still getting us confused with each other because my husband, his business is Express Technical Abatement. I am Express Abatement. And you guys, we never did an update because you guys were trying to figure out who was who. And my secretary ended up sending you paperwork in. Everything on there, but you guys still getting us like, I think he went on to switch heels over to 2730 Whitney and mine is 2103 Shannon.
Mm-hmm. 2103 Shannon is the correct address for Express Abatement, or is it the incorrect address?
No, that's the correct address. You guys had Express Technical Abatement for 2103 Shannon.
So,
company.
I don't know what's going on with your account. I don't even think it's active anymore because you haven't paid us for 8 months. But we do show you as Express Abatement Corp. So whatever problem you had in the past, it looks like it all has been fixed. But the account's not active with us anymore because of the failed payment.
Right, because I wasn't going to pay anymore because whenever I did pay for it, it was putting up his business name. It wasn't putting up my business name. It was putting up his telephone number. It wasn't putting up my telephone number. Stop throwing that stuff, girl.
Right.
Bring me your sister. I'm sorry.
So now that you know that it's corrected, where do you want to go from here, Sylvia? Do you want to reinstate the account? Or?
Yes, ma'am. How much would that be? But I need to make sure that it is correct.
It is. Here, I'll send you
my number on there.
Yep. Let me look. The number that we have is... I think this is a call tracking number, but we have 901.
I don't even think, I think we switched it out from the call tracking. I don't know if we still have it.
Well, the nice thing is if you want to reinstate it, we can get that all fixed within one business day. So that's no problem. We can put the correct number on there. But I just want to see here because we're showing. Oh, yeah, there's a number on your site, 901-519-2960, and when people call it, it forwards over to this number, 901-264-8702. So would you rather just have them call that 8702 number outright without having the tracking number?
Right. Could that be more easy for them to get in contact with me, but would they still be able to leave, like, a message or anything for me to see
it? It forwards to your phone either way. So if you have a voicemail set up on your phone, you'll still get the message. The thing that people like about taking the call tracking off is it's easier in the event if someone needs to text you an address or something, you know? Because sometimes when people have a call tracking. Okay.
Leave call tracking on.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'll start you off fresh. So rather than charging you for those past due payments, I'm going to just set today as the start date, and we'll start you off fresh, which means if you pay the $149, the account will reinstate, and you'll be paid in full all the way till April 27th, okay?
Okay, let me ask you this. What was that you sent me for the $59? $49 something you sent me?
$49 is to cancel the program, but just keep the website. Because if you noticed, you have expressabatement.com. So if we cancel the program, you're going to lose that domain. And in the future, if you want to get a website.
What's expressabatement.com? What is it, expressabatement.com?
Expressabatement.com, that's the website that we built for you.
Okay.
I'll
have to look and see how this going.
Yeah, I don't recommend doing that $49 package unless it's an absolute last resort, because what that's going to do is cancel the Google, the Bing, the Yelp, Yellow Pages, Facebook, Merchant Circle, Manta. We have you on 46 directories. All of that is going to completely deactivate, and you're just going to have a website. And the reason I don't recommend that unless it's a last resort is a website in and of itself will never bring you a new client, right? So the value to what we do is to optimize the sites to show on the first page. So when they're on the first page and people are looking.
Give me something a little cheaper than $140. What'd you say? How much?
$149. There isn't.
What can you give me?
There isn't. Matter of fact, starting January 1st of 2023, they don't even allow us to offer that price anymore. Even on the friends and family rate, it's $199. So fresh accounts that are coming in this year, they're paying $199 rock bottom for the same program that you have. But the reason I can honor the $149 is that you know, already had an account with us.
I didn't see, because how would I guarantee that I will be getting calls and business? How would y'all be like promoting me? How would y'all be go about doing this?
Yes. So when people are online and they're looking for abatement services, asbestos removal, asbestos testing, toxic mold removal, anything that relates to the services that you offer, we'll make sure that your company is found on the very first page of the search results. And that's where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, you know, where the high revenue is generated.
Okay. And so what I'll be paying every month? Every month I'll be paying $149?
Yep, it's $149 month to month. And if that's a squeeze on the budget right now, Sylvia, what you could do is you could do the $49 monthly package just for now. And the benefit of doing that is there's a big orange banner at the top of your site right now that says the information here is no longer being updated. So, yeah, your site's still up and it's still active. And I can see on the dashboard you're still getting calls from it. But it might look to some people.
What number is going to?
It's going to your number. So I just confirmed that.
If you look at it, you'll see I haven't got any calls from the 901-264-8702.
Hold on. Let me listen to one of these. Just give me 1 second. I'm going to put you on hold. Okay. So that said, please leave your message for, and it got cut off. Let's see what this one says.
But this month going to really be almost over with, so it'll be time for me to repay again.
No, that's why I said I'd start you fresh. You would pay March 27th, and that would take you to April 27th. You're going to get a full month of service, not just a partial month. Yeah, so it just says, please leave a message for, and then it says click, and then it goes to your voice box. People aren't picking it up. So what I'm going to do is put you on hold, and I'm going to try to call the call tracking number and tell me if it rings your phone. If it doesn't ring your phone, then we'll just take it off and we'll promote this number. What happened to the 901-210-9804? Was that an old number that your husband's business had, or is that still associated with you?
It was one of his old numbers.
Okay. Yeah, because I see that we're not promoting that at all anymore, even though, I was going to say it's not even the username for your account anymore. It's all fixed to your number. So let me just hang tight here. I'm going to call the call tracking, and you can tell me where it forwards to. I could be forwarding to his phone, but it looks like the way the settings are that it's not. It looks like it's coming to you, but I always say it's better to be safe than sorry, you know? So.
Correct.
All right, so just.
I noticed that I don't have any business.
Hold on, Sylvia. When I get called, it's going to put us on hold. So just look at the phone and see if the phone rings on the other line. But we're going to be put on a brief hold, okay? And then don't hang up. If you don't pick up on the other line, I'll come back, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on. Did it ring, Sylvia?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So I think it's probably because the account has been inactive since September of last year. There are 100 leads on the dashboard coming in through that number, but I think that it's not forwarding to you because it's an unpaid account. Because I'm looking at the settings here, and it is definitely set up to come to your number. But what I was saying a moment ago is when we take the call tracking number off, it's easier to receive texts from clients without that number on there. And I think you misunderstood me because you said, oh, in that case, I'll keep it. But I think that
right,
it's probably...
Right. I thought you said...
No, yeah, I could tell that you misunderstood me. Yeah, because it was the opposite. Because you can still get texts from customers if you have the call tracking, but you'd have to talk to them and tell them, hey, send me a picture or send me the address and hold on, can you take the other number, right? You'd have to give them 901-264-8702. So if you're okay with your personal number being published for the business, then I would think you'd be good to take the tracking number off.
Right. So would they be cheaper or what?
No, it's not cheaper because the call tracking is just a feature. Some people want it. Some people don't.
Right. That's what I'm saying. What's the difference? If I keep it, I'll still be paying the same thing. And if I don't keep it, I'll still be paying the same thing. You get what
yes.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So the call tracking number, it's considered an upsell for our existing clients, but in your case, they never charged you for it initially. So it's $300 extra as an upsell. So sometimes people, you know, sign up with us and they're on board for a little bit and they call back and they want a call tracking number. Yes, we can sell it to them for $300 extra. But in your case, you signed up initially for a month-to-month subscription, and they rolled that into your package. So if you want to keep it on there, then it's still your number. It's not going to charge you extra to have it, but it doesn't make things, you know, more affordable if you take it off either. It's a little added, you know, bell or whistle that they put on there initially for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
But Ms. Tina, let me give you a call in the morning, then I'm going to make a decision and see what I want to do from there.
Yeah, because these 100 leads on the dashboard, they're not getting to you, and that's a big problem because there's calls in here even as fresh as, what, March 21st, which was last week. So there was me just calling it, which was a test on the 27th. Then there was a call from 901-550-6234, another one from 901-570-9197. That was on March 15th. March 10th, 901-563-3043. So there's 100 leads on the dashboard that, you know, every second that you wait getting this reinstated, there's a book of business that's slipping through your fingers because the account is inactive. That's why you're not getting those calls.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you can call me in the morning if you like, or if you need a couple
yeah,
of days to pay,
to
yeah,
yeah,
I could take the billing information now and then just charge you on, you know, Tuesday or Wednesday whenever you think it'd be available.
No, just give me to in the morning time and now I'll be able to add some money on to the call.
Okay. So I want to give you a little trick of how to contact me easier than what we went through today. I can call you tomorrow, but you're just hitting redial. You're hitting redial, Sylvia, and then it's going to the call center, and then they have to track me down. And sometimes I don't see their messages right away that you're on the phone, and by the time I see it, you know, they've already left a message for me. So if you call the toll-free number for Local Splash, which is on the bottom of the email, it's 877.
Right, and please 777. Okay, I did.
Yes.
I left you a message.
That way it'll come directly to me and it'll be a little bit easier. So, but you want to call, you want to talk around 9 o'clock your time, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I'll put a note in here. I start at 9, but we have a little meeting, so I'll call you between 9 and 9:30 in the morning, you know. As soon as we wrap up our meeting, I'll call you. And then, of course, if you call me around 9:15, I should be readily available, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. So we have a good game plan. No problem. It's always nice talking to you. And look up your website so you can see it. It's expressabatement.com, okay?
Can you send it to my email so I can see
exactly
what
you I'll send it to you. Yeah, I think it was already in that link with the special offer. Let me just look. I think I hold on here. Nope, I don't see it. So I'll reply to your email and I'll put a link to the website in it so you can see it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great rest of your evening.
You too.
Thank you, Sylvia. Bye-bye.